everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to a Windsor Spitfires forward. Windsor right in the thick of things when it comes to the OHL Western Conference, battling for the top spot in the West Division and Western Conference. It's quite a battle and expected to be right down the stretch drive of the OHL regular season. More on that in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Ty DeLandry of the Flint Firebirds. He had 10 points on the back of 6 goals and 4 assists in 3 games last week and was a +7. The 13th overall pick by the Dallas Stars in the 2018 NHL Entry Draft captured a gold medal with Team Canada at the 2020 World Junior Hockey Championship. Let's look at the key SCHL Top 10 rankings this week. They're the 19th rankings for the season. The Ottawa 67s once again the number one team in the country. The Windsor Spitfires come in at number 9. Kitchener Rangers at 10. Honorable mention this week to the London Knights. The OHL academic players for the month of January are out, and the grades are very impressive. In the East Division, it's Peterborough Pete's goaltender Ty Austin. He's excelling in grade 12 university-level courses in English functions and biology and a 100% mark in math. In the Central Division, Ethan Del Mastro of the Mississauga Steelheads comes in with honor roll numbers with an 86% grade in accounting, 80% in biology, 88% in data management, and 84% in his co-op program. In the Midwest Division, Owen Sound Attack's Logan Lesage is the academic player of the month, a 100% grade in international business, and also 99% in organizational business, 97% in leadership, and 99% through 2 periods of co-op. And in the West Division, Will Cooley of the Windsor Spitfires, excelling in grade 12 classes, honor roll numbers right there for him. Congratulations to all of the OHL Academic Players of the Month for January. Now, speaking of Will Cooley, he's expected to be chosen near the top of the National Hockey League Entry Draft this coming June in Montreal. He took part in the recent Kubota CHL-NHL Top Prospects game. He was excited for that opportunity and looking forward to the rest of the season in Windsor. Will, you got a chance to take part in the CHL Top Prospects game recently. What was that experience like getting together with the guys from across the country?
Yeah, obviously it was really fun getting to know a lot of the guys and playing that game with them and being around them at the hotel. It was really fun getting to know them, and it's an experience I won't forget for a while.
Not only was the game itself, but they have did you through some off-ice skills testing and on-ice skills testing. Was that a little different, or was it similar to maybe a few years ago with some other stuff you might have done in the past?
Yeah, definitely a bit similar. I think a lot of the guys have done testing like that, and I think it's a good opportunity to be able to show some of your skills off like that. And I think, like I said, it's a good opportunity, and it was fun.
You guys know that for most of you, the NHL Combine is going to have similar things as well coming up in June. Is it nice to maybe get a little bit of a sample in, or know that, okay, here's what I can maybe work on, or know what they're going to be looking for come June?
Yeah, definitely. It definitely feels like sort of a mini NHL Combine. I think it's sort of a wake-up call if you're not ready. And I think if you did good in it, it sort of shows you to like keep going and doing what you're doing and keep developing your skills.
Speaking of keep doing what you're doing, let's talk about this Windsor Spitfires Club. Having a good year, kept the group together at the trade deadline as well. We saw that. What has been working so well for the Windsor Spitfires this year?
Yeah, I think just being hard on the forecheck, and we're a big, fast team. And I think staying together at the deadline, it's really going to help us later in the year, deep in the playoffs. So, I think sticking to what we've been preaching all year, which is commitment to defense, and I think that's something that's really going to help us go deep in the playoffs this year.
You might look around the league and there's teams that made moves and trying to maybe add guys. Do you find the key to the Windsor Spitfires is the group? It's all 20 guys out there, and of course the coaching staff as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think we're a pretty tight-knit group, and since the beginning of the year we've really only made one or two moves, so I think we're all pretty close, and we know what to expect from each other, and can help each other out when we're not going.
How has Will Cooley grown as a hockey player on and off the ice since going to Windsor in the last year and a half?
I think I've definitely gotten a lot faster and stronger, working on explosiveness and skating in the off season. And I think off the ice I've matured a lot, trying to be a bit more of a leader this year, and show sort of the younger guys what it takes to be successful in the OHL.
I was going through some notes before we got a chance to chat, and you're quite a baseball player growing up.
Yeah, yeah, I played for around 10 or 12 years when I was younger, and it was always sort of hockey in the winter and baseball in the summer. So I have a lot of friends that play baseball, and that was something I think that really helped me in hockey, the hand-eye coordination. And obviously it's good to get away from the game this summer.
What position did you play, and were you more of like a power hitter or a contact guy?
No, I was a big power hitter. I hit third in the lineup, and I played third base and pitched. I had the big arm.
Obviously, a lot of guys your age, you get to that point where you're going to have to make a decision if you're going to go one way or another with the sport. Do you miss playing some more competitive baseball in the summer?
I think so. Obviously, it's a lot slower than hockey, so that's why I chose hockey. But you know, I miss the social aspect of baseball, being with all the guys and stuff. So I think that's something that I definitely miss. But in terms of the actual game, you know, I'm definitely happy I chose hockey, as it's a lot faster and more competitive, I find.
Worked out pretty well. Speaking of competitive, Tom Wilson's a guy you list as someone you keep a close watch on. I got a chance to see him play a lot in the OHL, and of course made a name for himself in the National Hockey League. What do you like about his game?
Yeah, I think just everything about him, his competitiveness, his drive, the physicality, obviously. You know, you can push him down, but he won't really go away. He's always going to be in your ear. And, you know, I think that's a player I really like to watch, and hopefully he can model my game after something.
That was Will Cooley of the Windsor Spitfires. February is a very important month around the Ontario Hockey League. If you haven't already, you'll be hearing a lot of talk today. That's the OHL program in partnership with the Ontario branches of the Canadian Mental Health Association and Teachers Life. This partnership recognizes the importance of supporting the mental health of players with suicide prevention and mental health awareness resources available to every team through Talk Today. OHL clubs will be hosting special Talk Today games over the next month. For more information, visit OntarioHockeyLeague.com. Congratulations to Andre Turney and James Boyd of the Ottawa 67s, the coach and general manager respectively, named by Hockey Canada this week to special duties. For Turney, he'll be the head coach of Team Canada at the 2021 World Junior Hockey Championship, the next edition of the tournament, which comes up Boxing Day in Alberta. Meantime, James Boyd, the general manager of the 67s, named to the Program of Excellence by Team Canada, as he'll be part of the Under-17 program. Congratulations to all of the OHL people involved with Hockey Canada, including those who captured a gold medal at the World Juniors, such as Turney, who was an assistant coach with Team Canada. That's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News, presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.